Okay, and now let's move on to, what's next? Oh, back to PBOT to talk about last Thursday and a few other odds and ends. Not that last Thursday is odd.
Or ended.
It certainly hasn't ended. Yeah, that's true.
Steve will remind us there are no odds or ends in this matter. Charlie, what time do you think you're at? What time are we going to end?
5, if not sooner.
So I am joined by Christine Leone and Rob Birchfield and Bill Hoffman. So last Thursday, as you all know, is this local neighborhood street fair that's quite popular and draws large crowds to Alberta Street. And while I'm a big fan of the fair myself and would like to see the event continue, in the same vein as the DMI discussion before, I don't think its traffic control should be paid for by PBOT. On average, we spend approximately $25,000 a year on traffic control for this event. And while the dollar amount is very small, it does impact our budget. And as I've said in decision packages put before you earlier, we're just simply looking for ways to focus on our core mission.
Who's paying the other costs of last Thursday at this point, the porta potties and the other, the police overtime and such?
Mostly the mayor's office budget, I believe. Yes.
Which is has been. I haven't.
This year.
Yeah, we have a reconciliation of costs from last year. There's certainly a portion out of the mayor's office budget.
And what's the plan?
Well, that's a very good question. It's a work in progress. I think what I would describe that we have underway is an effort to make a gradual transition, but it will have to be gradual because there's no community-based organization who's prepared today to say we're ready to take it on, charge the appropriate fees, and cover the cost of the event. But that's what we need to get to. We need to get to an environment in which there is a community-based organization that collects appropriate fees and manages the event. And the city, in my opinion, needs to work its way out of that role. But we're not given the opportunity to do that in a one-meeting handoff to anyone because there's no one whose hand will be extended. So that's our strategy in a nutshell, is let's have a workout plan this year by which we gradually build the capacity for a community-based organization to take it over. Chad Stover and my staff has been the unwitting last Thursday manager can elaborate a little more on that, but that's the idea in a nutshell.
Thank you.
Okay, great, thanks.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is our request for $400,000 for shared street funding. As you've continued to hear from me during the week, we have been repeating our mantra about how our streets need improvements, and particularly in underserved residential areas. This is also true in areas experiencing heavy infill development as well. We're asking for the funding to start making a dent in our communities to help them build streets. If approved, the money would be used to offset the costs for approving a network of residential streets around Arrow Heights Park in the Brentwood-Darlington neighborhood. And this could be built next summer in 2015. We do know that every neighborhood has some residential streets that are lacking basic surface, stormwater conveyance systems, and safety aspects. But areas like Brentwood, Darlington have a large concentration of poor streets, which places a greater burden on its residents. So if you don't walk or you rely on TriMet lift service or you need a nearby paved service to teach your child how to ride a bike, dirt and gravel streets aren't going to serve your needs. So this area was chosen in large part due to the unique opportunity of leveraging some planned capital work in the neighborhood. This will help deliver on our promise also to have street costs lower and will be our first project piloting a new street standard. In 2012, the council recognized the need to provide affordable solutions to address the miles of underimproved roadways. So you all approved the Street by Street initiative, which established lower cost residential streets. And the council also recognized a need to develop more and different financing options to residential property owners. This request before you today is only one-time money, but it will enable us to explore different funding and city-backed financing approaches. And turning the gravel roads into a slow residential shared street will be a neighborhood showcase. And completing the network in this community will help improve safety and livability. It's going to improve access and connectivity, and it'll support the comprehensive plan goal of complete neighborhoods. And this money will be used directly to build within the community, and we thank you for your consideration.
Could you tell me what capital projects are happening there that you are going to leverage with?
Yeah, there's a Arrow Heights Park improvement that's planned.
No, and then, there aren't.
They've been at the table with us discussing their project and have shared with us our project managers here who could share the details of what they've heard from parks.
Okay. Well, let's have Mike come and talk about that then, because that's not a near priority for in the next year and a half. So whereas Cully Park and the Werben property in Cully are. So at the very least, I would want some more discussion about this, about the where of it. I'm also wondering about, again, general fund money for a transportation project and whether this might be something that could be part of a new fundraising revenue source project rather than current existing general fund.
Right. So our need is very great for local street improvements, and I think the commissioner is giving consideration to funding local street improvements however we can. Definitely back in 2012, council approved the new street standards, which we're still urgently trying to get out and construct and show neighborhoods that this can be a showcase. We picked this area because of the high degree of infill development, the large network of gravel streets, in addition to the interest of the Bureau of Environmental Services because of the unique stormwater system there, or lack thereof, as well as Parks's planned improvements for that park. There is not necessarily an urgency to deliver this in 2015, but because there is definite interest, we want to capitalize on this. And again, to get something in the ground, we can use this as a showcase to say, hey, these types of street improvements can be done, but we just need some seed money to get that going.
Commissioner, if I may say, I agree with you that if we had adequate funding in transportation, this is something we'd definitely use transportation funds for. But we've established these new street standards. We kind of hoped that a bunch of people would establish LIDs to take advantage of them. That hasn't really happened. It certainly seemed to fit within the complete neighborhoods framework. So we decided that as long as that was going to be one of the mayor's priorities for this budget session, it was worth having a conversation about this kind of pilot.
Okay, other questions? Mike, standing by. Okay.
Thank you. My last and final is a request for $275,000 to fund an infill development fee program. So as I just mentioned, sidewalks and well-maintained streets are the cornerstones of complete neighborhoods. And in the city of Portland, we have 45 miles of single-family residential streets that lack pavement and 167 miles of single-family residential streets that lack sidewalks. PBOT is committed to improving these single-family residential streets. Many of these underimproved streets, again, are also the locations where new infill is going in. And the city has had a long-standing policy for new development to build the section of street and sidewalk adjacent to the property being developed. Unfortunately, it's not always feasible or practical to build a section of sidewalk or street at the time of development. So in these cases, we need to find another way for the developers to contribute. And this is the purpose of coming up with a new infill development fee. So the goal of the project would be to adopt a local transportation infrastructure fee that would assess development projects for transportation infrastructure improvements like sidewalks and streets. and our request for one-time funds would be used to design a fee program that has key stakeholder support and generates revenue to further city goals, encouraging complete neighborhoods. The process to adopt a local transportation infrastructure fee will address multiple stakeholder interests. The city, as the primary custodian of the right-of-way, is an advocate for complete streets and needs new revenue to address the system deficiencies. Neighborhood residents want safe sidewalks and paved streets, and developers want the lowest reasonable cost for permitting and street improvements. And so finding an agreement between these two groups is an essential element of this project and the hopeful expected outcome. And thank you.
So I see Mr. Wood is here. I take it this is an approach that you favor taking, that bringing in a consultant and working with you and other stakeholders to try to figure this out.
Correct. Justin Wood from the Home Builders Association. I'm also an infill builder here in Portland. The development fee, or it, we've also in the past called it the in lieu of fee, is something that we've talked about for a long time and have tried to support as a way to help do these infill projects without trying to do them on a lot-by-lot basis. So, yes, we do support that.
Justin, has this been done something similar in Washington County?
I believe they do have some type of an in lieu of development fee. I don't know that. I think theirs is more done on a situation where you have a little bit larger pockets, not necessarily single lots at a time. And you have a lot more rural roads out there, so you have different circumstances out there.
And do you think that the Development Review Advisory Committee could help with this?
Potentially, yeah.
I know we've had various attempts at it in the past. Mm-hmm.
Great. Thank you. Thanks very much. Okay.